This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. And you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here to answer your phone calls and all of your questions. I do believe, Ann, you still with us?
End of my questions. I received about 8-10 stamens. They're in 2 and 4 inch pots. Anything particular or special I should do with putting those into the ground?
I didn't hear what the plant was at the beginning there. I'm sorry.
Penstemon. Purples, ones, and things.
Oh, the, yeah. I mean, so based. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Basically, what I would look to do is, you know, plant them like you normally would plant anything else. But take a look at, you know, what you're using for like a compost or something like that to help build up the nutrients in the soil that way. I would definitely be doing that, looking to see... you know, what other nutrients you could add to it, but by using that with the fertilizer later on in the season. I wouldn't worry about, you know, I would just look at adding compost if you're putting them into, like, the soil directly. If you're going to put them in pots, use, like, an outdoor...
No, I'm going to put them in the soil. It's a sandy soil.
Yeah, so I would just add some compost to that soil. Just to, because okay. Usually with the sandy soil, that means nutrients kind of flow through easier and go through quick. So instead of the nutrients just sitting there like you want them to on some of these aspects, they can just wash out. So that's why I would look at using some sort of compost to add to the soil to make it a little bit stronger for you.
Okay, and last but not least, my lilac, can I cut back my lilac a small bit? It's sort of working its way into the driveway.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that now, that's not a problem. A lot of times people wait till they're done blooming, but again,
right.
that's up to you, but you definitely can. I mean, there's not like a rule specifically that says you can't do it because of this. It's more of just a lot of people will prune after they flower so they can enjoy the flower.
Right.
But with you, you know, if you want to just cut it back and make it a little bit smaller, no problem. Have at it.
Is there a specific way to prune it? Do you prune it to a couple of leaves or the next stem? I mean, the next, yeah, stem or?
So it would depend on how you're looking to shape it. But yeah, you want to cut right above a leaf junction. So when you're seeing leaves on there, you cut right above it, not right below the leaves, so that it can,
okay. The
leaves can kind of, shade a little bit of that stem while it's starting to rejuvenate. So that's how I would cut it.
Okay. So you make a cut and then there'll be like the leaves will be there and it'll they'll cover that cut.
Yeah, so, you know, basically, okay. Right underneath, right above where a leaf junction is where you would want to prune.
So am I cutting the leaves off?
No. So right above where the leaves go, so the leaves will fan out on both sides. So you cut the stem right above the leaves.
All right. That's not making sense to me. If I cut it above the leaves, I've just got a piece of stick, right?
Well, so that's why you cut it right above where the leaves are, so it's almost like flush with it, but you leave the leaves on there. So it's just a small spot, and where you cut it there, that's where it's going to rebranch out eventually. And that's, you know, so it's, you're cutting right above where the leaf junction is.
Okay. Patrick, thank you so much.
No problem, man. You have a great rest of your day.
You also.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls, and I definitely want to just let everybody know out there, you know, when you get on, I'll take as many of the questions as you want to give me here. Because I know some of you, you know, you wait on hold a bit and you want to get as many of them answered as possible. Not a problem here. We're here to answer as many questions as we can and help everybody out. And we'll do our best to get through to as many callers as possible. So that being said, Nathan, I know we have some calls on the line. So who's up next?
Really good illustration of patience. Norm has been here for an hour and 4 minutes. He's in Massachusetts.
Norm, thank you so much for waiting. I appreciate that. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a couple questions, but I won't take up so much time as these other people have. The rhododendrons, I had a lot of common ones around the property, as well as ones that were red.
Okay.
A light pink. All of them have turned white, the flowers, in the last couple of years. And is there anything I can do to get them to color the, to return the color that they were?
Okay. So have you been fertilizing them year after year?
Yes.
What have you been using for a fertilizer?
Just cow manure, composted cow.
Okay. What I would like to see you do on those rhododendrons is I'd like to see you add some holly tone to them. Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to have that holly tone to add to it. Sometimes some of the nutrients aren't sticking around in there. Adding that holly tone is a benefit. It has the different nutrients, the mycorrhizae mixed in there that's going to help the roots develop and go a little bit more into the soil and try to get some of those other nutrients. What I would also look to do for this season is to help the plants out a little bit, kind of if you're fertilizing the rest of the yard, like a vegetable garden or something along those lines, use that fertilizer on those rhododendrons. They seem to have been like leached out of most of their nutrients. That's what it kind of seems like to me, that they're all kind of reverting back to, you know, not having enough nutrients on it. So I would look to be adding some of those nutrients so that they can start to build it up, build it back up, and get a little bit stronger.
Okay, so you're talking about holly tone.
So I definitely want to see you use holly tone on there. It's the other thing that could be happening. Is anything else, are you noticing anything else on the plants? Are they starting to, are the leaves yellowing? Are they still strong green?
They're green. Some of the plants, the varieties have black on the edges of the leaf, but they don't just fall off like yellowing and that sort. It's just, right on the edges of the leaf sometimes get black.
Okay. So the other thing, if the edges of the leaves are turning black, and some yellowing, there might be some insects also hurting the plant. Something along the lines of like a root weevil. For something like that, what I'd like to see you use would be the tree and shrub from Boni, the annual tree and shrub. That helps as a systemic break up. It absorbs into the plant, translocates through the plant, and then will actually help with defeating some of these long term. Another thing that could be happening with some of the flowers is maybe like too much sun exposure, but that isn't necessarily something I would say is probably the reason behind it. If you want to hang tight with me for during the break, we can come back and discuss this a little bit more. I don't want to just cut you off here, so hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few moments.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Norm in regards to his rhododendrons, and they were changing color on him. And right at the end there, I hit the break, so I couldn't answer the entire question. But the entire thought is sometimes on rhododendrons, when they get too much sun, they can fade the color, like the reds can fade a little bit to a lighter, almost pink, and turn almost to white that way. And then some of the purple can do some of the same thing and fade with the color. So I think it has a combination of nutrients, and then you'd know better because you live there. But are some of them getting maybe a little bit too much sun?
No, they're not. You know, they're pretty much in, they do get a lot of shade, so I don't think that's the issue.
Okay. Well, okay.
I think you've answered, I'm going to try the holly tone and the tree and shrub by Bonide.
Yeah, so one thing with that tree and shrub, it does last for a full year in the soil. Which is a good thing because it will help prevent for a full year. So that I just want to make sure you have that information as well. What it does is it translocates through the plant. So you put it, you would take the plant, and you would, it's basically like you would water it in. So you would take a bucket, like a 5-gallon bucket, or even like a 1-gallon or 2-gallon watering can. And you would put that amount into the bucket or the watering can that the container tells you to, and water the plant in. And that's how it will get into the soil. It's not a spray. This is directly into the soil.
Okay. Sounds good.
And did you have some more questions? I know you waited a while, so I want to try and help you out with whatever you need.
I do. I got that product from Victoria, Natural Secret, called Adios.
Yep.
And I've been applying it in my driveway and stuff. But one thing it doesn't kill, and I'm not surprised because it's not supposed to, it doesn't kill grass. During the break, your father talked of one of the commercials was a weed control for walks and driveways by Espoma. Is that going to kill grass in the driveways and stuff?
So you want it? You want it to kill grass, right?
Yeah, In the past, I've heard your dad speak of, no more Roundup, which I haven't used in years. I wish I never used it. But what is that product?
So the company that you probably heard was the I just had it on the tip of my tongue. It's an organic. It's an organic product. They're out of Connecticut. It's not bioadvanced. It's oh my goodness. I had it and it just went out of my brain here. It's
okay. Well, I have another question. Maybe.
Yeah, and I can think about it while we're talking here.
Okay. All right. There is a weed that has gotten. It's more invasive than I've ever seen any other weed in my life. And the, I'll describe it. It has rounded leaves, very small, and this plant will grow about 6 to 7 inches with white flowers. Now, if you pull them out at that time, there's no problem. But if you wait till the flowers go, they shoot, you go to pull them out, and these little things pop. Someone suggested, yeah, it's called pop weed. But the issue is those are all new, basically, seeds, which will spread them even further. And I'll tell you, I've been all through the driveway, all through my lawn, in the bed. It's ridiculous. It just started a couple of years ago. And the adios doesn't seem to hit it, knock them out, because the seeds come out when, if you go past the flower.
So you definitely want to hit it early, because when it hits the seed, it just continues to rejuvenate and build through.
Right.
Now, it's one thing where you're really going to have to spray multiple applications. Now, if you hang tight for me one more time, I know you've waited a long time. We're going to answer that on the other side of the break. I'll be right back.
All right, thanks, Pat.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Egypt now working to strengthen a tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the two sides agreeing to the ceasefire Friday after 11 days of deadly violence. Over 200 people killed, most of them in Gaza. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson wants President Biden to put more pressure on Iran to stop funding Hamas's military operations. Jackson on One America News recently questioning Biden's negotiating skills.
We're not leveraging, we're not starting from a position of power in our negotiation.
Egyptian negotiators meeting with reps from both Israel and Hamas Saturday. Reuters reporting U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will visit the area Wednesday. President Biden inviting George Floyd's family to the White House. The visit Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd's death in Minneapolis. Biden was hoping to get a police reform bill passed by Tuesday, but that appears unlikely. The bill named for Floyd passing the House, but not approved yet in the Senate. This is USA Radio News. Good news as COVID cases across the U.S. drop and vaccinations rise. Health officials, though, not ready to celebrate. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America Saturday.
The cases right now are the lowest they've been in quite a while, but we still have a ways to go. We really want to get more than 70% of the population vaccinated. The goal is by July 4th, but we want to even surpass that.
Meanwhile, British health officials Saturday revealed the Pfizer shot is 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant. A plan in the works to upgrade roads and bridges across the country. A Senate committee Saturday approving a more than $300 billion transportation bill. The bill also includes money for alternative fuel and charging stations. A reprieve for over 50,000 Haitian immigrants worried about having to go back to their native country. The Department of Homeland Security Saturday extending temporary protected status another 18 months. Recent arrivals not covered by the original TPS can also apply for the status. Those who qualify can apply for work visas. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were speaking with Norm. A couple things. I figured it out. I don't know why it popped out of my head, but BioSafe Systems is the company that we were looking for, the name of it. That one is the one that has that weed killer. I looked it up as we during the break, and right on it, it says it kills a broad spectrum of plants, weed-free patios, walkways, driveways. So I think that might be the way to do it. You can go to their website at biosafesystems.com. Click on the when it goes to the industries on retail, and then you can find the product right there, and it'll tell you where to purchase.
Okay, now, you probably find that at Mahoney's.
That one specifically isn't at Mahoney's at this point. They went through a... BioSafe went through some changes on their product, and when that happened, there was a little bit of a break in between their production, so we don't have it at that point, at this point.
Thank you very much.
Now,
and, so in regards to that pop weed or whatever it's called, I'm out of luck for this year, right?
Well, so It might have multiple stages, and a lot of times a lot of weeds do. And so what I'd like to see you do is use something that is going to, kill it by, it's in the lawn, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
So
in the lawn, bed, the driveway, it's invaded my property. It's just ridiculous.
So In the beds and everything, I would spray it even though it's gone to that seed pod and popped and spread, because it's going to come back. That means there's multiple generations of it. So you definitely want to spray it again. You could use the Adios on the patios. Do it multiple times in like a 7-day interval, 7 to 10 day interval. In the lawn itself, there's a product out there called Chickweed Clover and Oxalis Killer. That right there, it works on some of the heavier duty, like viney type weeds, but doesn't kill the lawn. So that might be an option for the lawn. And that one you're going to want to spray every 2 weeks for 3 applications before it gets too hot. We haven't seen like the real hot weather, even though it's been really hot. it's going to cool down a little bit, and it's going to slow down some of these weeds here. So you still have a chance to do it, to at least cut back on some of them for future, you know, years here. But you're not going to obviously get everything. But right. I think that chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer will actually work for you on, in the lawn itself.
Okay. All right, Patrick. Well, thanks for taking all the time with me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You have a good rest of your day.
You too, Norm. I appreciate you hanging tight for us. Everybody out there, I know you guys wait a good amount of time. That's why we try to give you as much information as possible when we do get on there. Now, if you want the best... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just was saying thanks again. I appreciate it.
No problem, Norm. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. If you want the best-looking lawn and garden, then you need to use the best fertilizers for your flowers, vegetables, bulbs, trees, and shrubs. ProTrust Products Spring Garden Special includes 3 bags of their 4-pound garden trust fertilizer and a bag of their plant trust fertilizer for a special price and free shipping. One application of these fertilizers lasts the entire season. So if you're getting your garden ready, then order the Spring Garden Special from ProTrust Products at www.protrustproducts.com. Trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust Products. We do have some calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Pituit.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. And I have a question on hydrangea.
Sure.
Fertilizer. Is it good to do, start an application of that now?
Yes, you can use that on any plant. Just continue to fertilize like you normally would, because it is an additive. It's not a fertilizer itself, but that's not a bad thing. You wanna have these nutrients added into the soil,
and also to the roses as well.
Yes, you can use it on the roses, any plant, even indoor plants, any outdoor plants. It's a beneficial. Like bacteria, that what it does is it helps build up all the good nutrients. It helps release some of the trapped nutrients in the soil and will help allow them to be easier for your plant to take up. So it's definitely worth it.
And how often do I do that?
So right now, if you're using it just to add to the plants to give them just a little bit of a boost, you know, you can use it once a month. If the plants itself are having an issue, this is where Protolizer does a lot of the good work for you. The Protolizer you would use it every 1 to 2 weeks, depending upon how bad an issue is. But if it does have that issue, it's helping rejuvenate, give it more nutrients. So that's why you want to use it like once a week to once every other week.
Okay. I have a problem with holes in my lawn. They're like 1 inch by 1 inch deep.
And okay.
I was having the same problem, and I thought they might be chipmunks, or but the holes are only 1 inch around, and they go down about 1 inch deep, and they're... It's definitely a critter. They're pulling the grass away.
So they are pulling up the soil. Is the soil just like outside of the hole there?
Outside of the hole. Yes.
Okay. So there's
the grass is actually pulled aside, and the soil is outside the hole.
Yeah. So most likely, what you have is an issue with grubs. And what's going on is the skunks and the raccoons and whatnot are actually digging up the lawn to get to them because they love eating those insects. So that could be...
I thought so, and I put down about a week and a half ago Grub Killer Plus, which attacks insects in the lawn as well as grubs.
Yep.
It's done nothing. It's supposed to be 24-hour instant, but it's not working.
Okay,
can I put down another application of it?
I mean, you definitely could because it only lasts, like it says, 24 hours in the system. So there's no, like, real residual to it. So I would see no problem doing that. I'm trying to think because they're not making tunnels underneath there, right? So it's not
no,
like...
No.
So that's... It sounds almost identical to, you know, the skunks and the raccoons digging up the lawn to get to those grubs. So you could use
whatever it is much smaller because the holes are only about an inch round, an inch deep.
Okay. I mean, so there, you know, a lot, starting as the weather warms up, the grubs come to the surface a little bit more. So, you know, they're going to be closer, so they don't have to dig as much, as far down. I mean, they don't have, like, giant paws. They have little paws to dig. Oh. So that could be, it sounds a lot like it. It sounds almost too close to say it's not.
Okay.
So that's why
I'd like to put that stuff down again.
And you definitely can.
Okay. And when do you put down something that's longer lasting in the summer when the beetles laying their eggs?
So you can put that down in the first week of June. I would say you could even put it down in the next week to 10 days without a problem. All these season-long beetle killers and grub beaters, they say they're season-long, but when you read into it and you look into it a little bit more, it's actually only a three-month kill. And so you're looking for when they're active and close to the soil. So that's when it's June, July, and August.
I see. So could I put it down again? I just want to prevent it from next year.
So if you put down the season-long control in the next, you know, couple weeks, you are starting to take care of next year's, you know, grubs because it's not allowing them to reproduce. It's not allowing them to lay their eggs and get to that next level, get to the beetle, stage, right?
Yeah.
So I think you're. You know, you're on the right track. It might just take a little bit to it. You know, there's nothing else. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. If I put down the Grub Killer Plus, which is a 24-hour instant kill, supposedly, and then I also put down the longer-lasting one, can I do them both at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, you can do them the same day without an issue. Just, you know, put them one after another. Don't, you know, don't put them in the same spreader.
Right.
But you can definitely do it. I see no problem with that. I just, you know, there could just be multiple generations popping up all over. This is the time when they start to really, because of the heat and the warmth, they're starting to pop to the top. So that could be part of it. But I really feel like that's really what we're seeing for an issue.
Okay. So I can put down the longer-lasting one multiple times now in July and in August?
No, so that longer-lasting one lasts for 3 months, so you don't have to put it down multiple times. You just put it down at the beginning of June. And you could put it down today, you know, the next couple days if you wanted to, because we're a week away from June. So that's not a problem. So you could put it down now.
And not do it again until next June?
Yes, the season-long one. And then what sometimes happens is in the fall you might have some of the grubs popping up again. In that, you could look at using that 24-hour killer again, because that season-long grub killer takes some time to get into the soil, and it's not going to have that instant kill aspect. It's going to have to, you know, be sitting in there a little bit.
Right, right. Okay. So I'm just thinking, what about doing it in fall, like in end of September for the following season, or is it?
So it would be too early for next year because it lasts that 3 months in it. And you could try to do it early in the season where you get it down as soon as the ground thaws out. You'll have to do a second application later on in the season. But I still think you would have to put the Dilox down, which is that 24-hour killer, at one point in time during this whole process.
Okay. And I understand. It's unbelievable. I've never seen my love look like this before. Just all along.
Yeah, it can just happen overnight and just keep popping.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I'd suggest doing is just try to fill in all those holes. The other thing you could do is in areas where there aren't holes, right? Take a shovel, see if you can, you know, just go down into the soil, flip up the piece of lawn a little bit, and see if you're seeing any grubs that are in there. See if you're seeing any other insects that are in there that would be, you know, producing some of this. That would be a way to do it. If it's a really bad infestation, you'd be able to tell that way.
And I have overseeded, and this grub treatment will not affect the seeding.
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you so much. I hear your music, so.
All right, Jane.
Your time.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here, then we're going to wrap up the show in the last segment. So we're going to take that break. We'll be back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Omer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's As Omer.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have one more call left in the show, so we want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Kathy is in Ashby.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a quick question, hopefully. Daffodils. I've had to pull up the whole plant and the bulbs. How do I keep them so that I can replant them either later on this year or in the fall?
Okay.
They still have the daffodils already flowered and everything, but they had to be pulled up. So I've saved them, and I also have some grape hyacinths, the same thing.
Okay. So what I would do is if you could put them in like some sort of container, like a pot, something, and kind of just let them sit in the soil, what's left, and just kind of go into a dormancy period for the season. You could also put them in like a, you could put them in like a cooler. When I say like not a freezer, but like a refrigerator type. That's probably not something you can easily get right now, but there are ways to get them. You want them to go dormant. You want them to just sit there and, develop in the soil.
Should I cut the green and foliage off it and just leave the bulbs, or just leave them as is?
I would let the leaves start to die naturally. Okay. Because they still have some
nutrients
in there. They're trying to just rebuild, right? So that's what we're looking at. So what I would do is just once they start to turn, once those leaves start to turn, you know, brown and start to die, then cut them back, let them, you know, die back into the soil and go from there. But you just need to put them into the dormant period. If you can plant them again in the fall to allow them to have that cold period during the season, that's fine. You know, you don't really have to worry about them as much because they
water them or anything.
Well, you can water them here and there because we don't want them to completely dry out. But at the same time, we don't want them to completely, you know, just sit in water because that can rot the bulb when it's just the bulb. Right?
Sure.
So sparingly water it because there's still a root system there that is still absorbing. But a lot of times they'll get some of that natural, that natural moisture from the air. But you can definitely do it. You just need to get them, you know, to go dormant and let them kind of do their thing for the summer season.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Kathy.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So a couple things I want to just reiterate for the show today. You know, it's starting to warm up, right? So we're looking at more insects, more mosquitoes, more things that you just don't want around the yard. So obviously you've heard me talk about Summit Chemical and their dunks. That is definitely something to look to use, but just see if there's standing water that you can get rid of, empty out, that will help. But if there's standing water that you just can't get rid of or you want to keep because it's a rain barrel, these are the dunks that you want to put in. So you can look at those at summitsolutions.com and they'll have some information. And Nathan, you say we had another call. We'll try to go real quick.
Jolene's in Mass.
Jolene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you?
5 months ago, I sowed several kale seeds in a large outdoor container, and they're about an inch tall now, and I'd like to transplant them into my garden, but before I do, should I fertilize with, I have some Epsoma garden tone, or should I, might that burn the tender roots?
What I would do with that garden tone is mix that into the soil now. Put it into the area that you're going to do, and you can use it on the rest of the garden, the vegetable garden as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then let that do its thing there. What I'd also suggest doing is watering the kale plants the best you can before you do transplant them, and then just get them out there and just keep the an eye on the water, and you should definitely be all right. Okay.
So I can do it same day I fertilize, or should
Perfect.
I do it today?
Yep, same day.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Jolene, have a great one. That wraps us up. We'll be back next week. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. We'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.